Durham firefighter is in the hospital after a roof collapsed on him responding to a house fire. I'm live on the scene with the latest information.
Plus, we are learning more about a plane that was forced to land on a busy Triangle Highway. What troopers say went wrong and the two vehicles that were impacted.
After a frosty start tomorrow, temperatures are about to rebound. I'll show you what to expect for your outside events this weekend and beyond.
Right now at 7, two firefighters were hurt while battling this house fire in Durham. One of them was taken to the hospital after the roof collapsed on him. You can see flames gutted the home. Officials say a woman inside at the time had to jump out of a window to escape. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Ashley Rowe. This was a massive scene on South Bend Drive. It took the help of dozens of firefighters to put it out. WRAL's Willie Danley is live in Durham. Willie, what are investigators saying at this hour?
Well, Ashley, right now that investigation is taking place right behind me. I'll step behind the camera and show you what we're seeing here. We have firefighters inside of that home conducting this investigation. And you can see right there, that's the roof completely burned off of this home. Now take a look at this video that I captured of the scene earlier today, and you can see the full extent of the damage around this property. When I spoke to Durham firefighters, they told me that when they arrived at this house, they saw a woman jumping out of a window to escape those flames. When the firefighters then went inside of the house, that's when the roof collapsed on two of those firefighters. As you said, one of them was taken to the hospital with some burns, and the other one was treated here at the scene. The cause of this fire is still under investigation, but this property is what firefighters are calling a total loss. Luckily, no one was hurt. I have spoken to a few people in this neighborhood, and they just told me about the complete shock of walking outside their houses and seeing something like this. We're going to continue to follow this story. Right now, the Red Cross is on scene assisting with seeing if anyone is displaced due to this fire, if they could help in any way. We're going to continue talking to people here and keep you updated with anything that we find out. Back to you.
Oh, the damage really is upsetting to see. Thank you, Willie. An update now on the search for two children who have been missing for years. We learned today Fayetteville police visited the last home the Devons family lived in before Blake Devon was reported missing. Police held a news conference about the investigation this afternoon. Family members recently reported Blake and London Devon missing while police were conducting an unrelated investigation. WRAL spoke with Blake's mother last night. She's devastated that her son has been missing for years and no one is being held accountable. The FBI is involved in this case. Two men are dead. Another man is charged with murder. Sky 5 flew over the scene in Franklinton on Pine Street right off US 1. Officers responded to a shooting call there this morning. That's when they found an armed suspect barricaded inside the home. After nearly 6 hours, that suspect came out and police found two men dead inside. Christian Webster is now charged with two counts of murder. Neighbors tell WRAL he was the roommate to a male couple that allowed him to stay at their home after he lost his job. We now know who made that emergency plane landing on US 1 in Chatham County during rush hour. Troopers identified the pilot as Alec Bivens of California. They say a mechanical failure forced him to land the single engine plane near Pea Ridge Road. Investigators say the plane clipped a car and a second car was hit by debris. No one was hurt. Federal investigators are in Chatham County today to continue their investigation. Right now, Dreamville events are in full swing ahead of the big festival tomorrow. Thousands of people from around the world are in our area for this two-day event. Tonight, crews are putting the finishing touches on Dix Park. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. WRAL's Carly Haynes is at a block party at Moore Square in downtown Raleigh. Carly, the energy is building.
It is. You might be able to hear some of the music behind me right now. We're at the City Concert Series here in Moore Square. Live music, arts, it's all with a local focus. We have some vendors over here. We got some t-shirts, some jewelry. This is started at 5 o'clock and it's going to be going on until tonight. And we're also seeing some performances right now over by that stage. A lot of fun things. Southeast Raleigh Magnet High School marching band was here. A violinist who was a finalist on America's Got Talent. This is to get people excited for the big weekend of Dreamville. All throughout the afternoon, both Saturday and Sunday, artists playing over in Dix Park with J. Cole expected to cap the weekend off. And the timing worked out. He just dropped his new album today.
I absolutely loved it. You know, freaked out when I saw it last night. I'm coming in from Chicago, so I listened to it on the plane all the way here. Yeah.
this is a huge event for this area and J. Cole himself, who's a Fayetteville native. He started this event a few years ago, and it's only gotten bigger year after year. Back to you.
Oh, such a great time this weekend. Carly Haynes, thank you for your reporting. And we see from Moore Square that the sun is starting to set. Can we get a shot of Beaufort here? Look at this beautiful picture as we usher in the weekend. Temperatures are falling, though. We're tracking a frigid night with frost advisory in effect for parts of our area. Meteorologist Mike Mays is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at your weekend forecast. Mike.
I love that shot behind you, Ashley. Yeah, we had a cool afternoon, a colder night ahead with clear skies, lessening winds, and dry air. Part of the area is in a frost advisory. It includes the Triangle, some of our eastern counties, and the Sand Hills. From 2 a.m. to 9 a.m., we should drop to around 31 in some of the colder spots in the Sand Hills to 36 here in the Triangle. So a light frost is likely across the area. So as we take a look at the hour-by-hour forecast, a cool evening. We've seen clouds. It's been a little chilly. By midnight, 45, 36 the low here in the Triangle. So yeah, it'll be cold. And numbers across the area range from 32 at Roxboro, 35 at Rocky Mount, 39 at Fayetteville. I'll have a look at your weekend forecast, which still includes some cool temperatures. And also I'm tracking developing rain chances, Ashley. That's up in less than 15 minutes.
We'll talk to you soon, Mike. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Durham police are investigating a shooting that left this man, Sam Carr, dead on Old Chapel Hill Road. Tonight, the people who knew him are speaking up about the impact he had. As WRAL's Heidi Kirk reports, it was an open mic night that connected him with this community.
For Sam Carr and his friends, this was the spot, the Blue Note Grill in downtown Durham. He came here for open mic night almost every Wednesday, and this week it'll be the first without him. Mary Dilliner looks back at her memories of her friend, Sam Carr.
He just had this aura about him that you could just feel how special he was.
Dilliner describes him as one of those people you just want to be around.
He made such an impact on me that I reached out to you because I did not want him to just be forgotten.
As she looks back at photos, she remembers him sitting at this booth at the Blue Note Grill where they met 2 years ago. His friend Chris always by his side.
Chris would get up and dance. Sam, for the most part, would just sit at the table and be quiet.
She says many people knew him as reserved, kind, and peaceful. A message emphasized by the plaque on his front door in a quiet Durham neighborhood. On Thursday night, this street was anything but quiet. Police responded here to find Carr dead with a gunshot wound.
This was such an unnecessary and senseless act.
Durham police have yet to release information about what led up to the shooting. Last we heard, they're still investigating. Dilliner wants justice and for people to know the impact his life had.
I want people to know what a special human he was.
Now, Dilliner says Carr will especially be missed here at the Blue Note Grill. She says she'll be back as a way to mourn him, but it won't be the same without him. Heidi Kirk, WRL News, Durham.
This morning, a lot of security cameras catching the shaking going on in New York City and Philadelphia, as well as the D.C. area. You know, plenty of people from this area travel to and from New York City every day. At least one of them felt this morning's earthquake while at LaGuardia Airport. The 4.8 magnitude quake could be felt as far away as Philadelphia. Mike McGee lives in Raleigh. He was sitting in the Delta Lounge when he noticed something strange. At first, he thought it was just him.
And all of a sudden, I started feeling really, really weird. Like I thought I was getting dizzy. And, you know, I didn't notice anybody around me reacting to anything at the moment. But then I happened to, it felt like it was going on forever, but it was probably 30 seconds. And I happened to look at the table and my drink was shaking. And so then I knew it wasn't me having a physical medical issue at the time. Like something was going on, but I still didn't even make the connection of it being an earthquake.
Mike is fine, and it seems like so is everybody else. At this time, there are no reports of major damage or injuries. We are just days away from a solar eclipse, and there are plenty of ways to celebrate the big moment in our area. Details coming up. Plus.
And hey, Dan Haggerty here. You may have noticed I'm not anchoring tonight, but I did take a little time earlier today to go in depth on something you might be interested in. And this story is going to have you reaching for the tissues. It's not sad. Don't worry. I'll explain.
I'm Chris Lovingood in the WRL Live Center. We know so many people are excited about Dreamville happening in Dix Park starting tomorrow and going through Sunday. Well, we have an exciting update here because the set times have just been released. Let's go ahead and get you a closer look at it. We've already kind of told you who's going to be performing. You've got SZA, 50 Cent, and other folks as well, including Jeezy and Lil Yachty. But the thing is, we now know the specific times there. So again, it kind of goes all the way. It's kind of reversed here. So it starts at 1 p.m. and then goes all the way toward the end. And as we know, on Sunday, J. Cole ending there at 10 p.m. So very exciting. So many people are expected to go there. Carly Haynes is at a watch party right now. She's kind of talking with some people who are very excited because this is a pretty big event. A lot of people expected to attend.
So I asked, you answered, and here we are. This is a segment about pollen. You know, the stuff giving your car that nice new paint job, invading your nose, eyes, and throat, creating nasty little yellow rivers down our streets when the rain finally comes. North Carolina, you're not surprised by this, are you, has tons of pollen. Just this week, we hit this brand new huge record, a pollen count over 5,000, crushing the previous record set in 2010. A while back, I asked for your pollen allergy remedies, and I got some really interesting responses. How about this one from Andrew? He said, Dan, chug a beer. I found Coors Light works best. After the beer, have a cigarette, one that's organic and North Carolina grown. After this, you'll have all day relief. Andrew, this feels like something that might be a you thing, or maybe a DIY for initiation to a modern-day frat house. Not really a treatment for seasonal allergies, but to each their own. Michelle suggested some essential oils. She wrote, eucalyptus and peppermint have been particularly helpful. It is true, both can ease inflammation, except they can also increase the chance of an allergic reaction if not used properly. Make sure to read the labels. Jane went a bit high-tech on me, writing, here's some wellness info that may help you with allergies. Then she sent me some YouTube videos about bipolar ionization and alkaline water. And we looked into this stuff. Both can have positive health effects, but pollen particles, frankly, are too big for ionizers, and scientists, well, there's still not exactly a consensus. They're not sure how that fancy water affects the immune system. Now, I could do this stuff all day, go through all the lists and the emails, but let's go a bit further. Let's go in depth. Beyond the tissues and eye drops, how does one big record-smashing pollen count fit into the bigger picture? A professor at NC State told me, well, we need to analyze the entire pollen season and the environment, not by looking at individual days or events, but by identifying trends.
And I've been following pine pollen production now for almost maybe 8 to 10 years. This year we started around March 11, starting to see the production of pine pollen. Last year, it was around February 27th. The year before that, it was around March 6th. The year before that, March 24th. So it's been happening earlier.
That is Professor Barden, and his colleagues at NC State wrote about this last year, saying, compared with 30 years ago, pollen production has extended by about a month, starting 20 days earlier and ending 10 days later. They go on to say scientists estimate pollen production of some plant species could increase by 250% over the next 60 to 80 years. But there's really more to consider here with longer and earlier seasons than just your stockpile of Claritin D. Think about this. Are Easter lilies still Easter lilies when they bloom in mid-February? What about the Lenten roses? Can they keep those names when they're popping up in January? What about Punxsutawney Phil? You know that guy. He could be out of a job. Really, Phil? 6 more weeks of winter? Your eyes are so itchy with pollen in February, you won't even be able to see anything, let alone your shadow. And earlier spring will have widespread effects.
We're seeing changes in species. Species are migrating further north than they used to. Also, that comes along with these type of seasons is, you know, pest problems. We have exotic and invasive pests that can be cause trouble for us and everything.
Yeah, you remember this little guy, right? That's the spotted lanternfly, kind of small, kind of pretty, a total menace. These flies are an invasive species with really powerful damage that they can do to 70 different kinds of plants, including wine grapes and hops. That's right. Those suckers are out to ruin our agriculture and our adult beverages. They've been reported to be seen several different spots around North Carolina, and a longer growing season opens the door for them to spread even more. And it's not just invasive species like that one. We're talking tried and true, timeless, classic pests that stand to benefit from this. The roaches, the ants, the other creepy crawlies that come into your house. The USDA says a longer growing season means insects have more of a chance to reproduce, adding more of them to the environment, and then possibly even a greater chance that they will develop more resistance to the insecticides we use to keep them away. But it's important to mention, on top of that, the insect populations on a whole have actually been declining. The total mass of insects is falling by about 2% a year. And this is where you're saying, Dan, wait a minute. So wait, warmer seasons, a warmer climate, longer seasons, is that helping insects? Are there more of them or hurting them? Or are there less of them? You see, with climate and climate change, it isn't really a one-size-fits-all thing. No single factoid, no single event or pollen count alone can define exactly what climate change means. We have to take these things together. We have to step back. We have to look at the bigger picture. Climate change can mean record cold and record heat. It can boost the population of one species and then devastate another. The bottom line is climate change means change. It throws things off. It throws off the balance, not unlike chugging a beer, then smoking a cigarette with a face full of pollen. Your feedback drives this segment. Tell me what you think about this topic and anything else that we should be covering. Send me an email, dan@wrl.com, and we'll go in depth.
Oh, you know, okay, so we just got the macro of it. Let's really zoom in on tonight and the week ahead. Look at this beautiful night as we welcome the weekend as the sun is setting. Mike, it's looking beautiful over at the WRAL Gardens, and it's about to get cooler.
Yes, we have that frost advisory tonight. Low temperatures for everybody should be in the 30s. WRAL Gardens are quiet now. We had that pep band from NC State. We had the gardens turn red earlier. Now we have a wedding rehearsal. This is our little wedding venue in the gardens. If you've ever come on by and wonder where that little pad is, that's where they hold weddings, and apparently we have two weddings here in the gardens tomorrow. 57 added RDU, 62 was the high, the dew point 29. The air is very dry, and with the winds lessening tonight and the clear skies, we should be colder tonight. 50 in Roxburgh right now, 54 in South Hill, 58 Southern Pines, 58 in Goldsboro. Hosting a women's watch party this evening for the Final Four, 56 by 7 o'clock. And what's really cool, if you've been down Western Boulevard, you see our tower has been lit in red all week. Now, if the women win tonight, we're going to light the star at the top of the tower. So if they win tonight and you come on by, you'll see the star lit. And the same thing for tomorrow night. If the men win the game, we'll light the star. So come down Western Boulevard. Watch party at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Temperature will be about 59. Mitch's Tavern's having a big party on Hillsborough Street. They'll be closing off part of Hillsborough Street tomorrow afternoon. 5 o'clock, 61. By 7 o'clock, 56. By 9 o'clock, 49. They'll have a big TV set up outside. So if you're going to be there, dress appropriately. It will be really cool. And speaking of dressing appropriately, it's going to be cold, or at least cool, out at Dreamville. 61 the high, northwest wind 10 to 15. Now, in the evenings, those temperatures are going to dip into the 50s, so it'll be a little chilly. Later in the afternoon on Sunday, still pretty, 67. We will have dry weather all weekend long. But we are monitoring the next chance for rain. Nothing Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. 40% chance of rain on Tuesday, 30% on Wednesday, and it all culminates with the front on Thursday, looking like a potent system. A lot of upper-level energy here giving rise to thunderstorms. It'll be windy as well. Winds 15 to 25 miles per hour sustained, and we're going to be monitoring for a severe weather risk for Thursday with that front, and once it passes, it turns cooler for Friday and next weekend. So it's clear and cold tonight, 32 in Roxboro, 34 Southern Pines, 37 in Goldsboro, 36 for us here in the Triangle, 35 in Durham. And then bright, breezy, and cool tomorrow. We'll call it partly to mostly sunny. We had a period of mostly cloudy skies while I was out on the weather patio. And with the breeze, it started to get a little chilly, but it was still a fun time. 59 at Rocky Mount tomorrow, 60 at Goldsboro, 62 Fayetteville, 62 at Southern Pines. So we start our 7-day on the cool side. We have Dreamville Saturday and Sunday. Monday, we have the partial solar eclipse, 78% totality, partly cloudy in the afternoon, 75, roughly around 315 should be the timing for that. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we have showers in the forecast. We're back in the 70s. And Ashley, once that front passes, we're back in the 60s by next Friday.
All right, Mike, thank you. Mm-hmm. Still ahead, the efforts to make produce more affordable for some people in our area. This room looks pretty empty right now. These are a bunch of different vendors' tables. Tomorrow, though, this place will be packed with people for the start of the Nash County Farmers Market in Rocky Mount. Thanks to a $10,000 grant from Rocky Mount Mills, there is now another affordable way for people to get produce. The Double Bucks program doubles the buying power of EBT shoppers. So if you spent $20 in EBT tokens, you'll get $20 for free in Double Bucks. The market is open tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Rocky Mount Mills Historic District. We are only a few days away from the spectacle in the sky. We've been talking about this for months now, right? A solar eclipse will partially pass our area on Monday. Here at home, about 78% of the sun will be obscured by the moon. It's going to be hitting its peak at around 3:15 in the afternoon. There are a number of watch parties around our area. We've posted those online, WREL.com. The Moorhead Planetarium at UNC Chapel Hill is hosting events both outside and inside. The drawing for the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot is tomorrow night on WRAL. So here's my warning to you. Go get your tickets. The jackpot is now the eighth largest in U.S. lottery history. The cash value is $609 million. There have been 40 drawings without anyone matching all of the winning numbers. You can watch the drawing live on WRAL tomorrow night at 11. Thanks for making WREL your choice for local news as we say farewell to you at 7:30. Here's a beautiful shot of Carolina Beach as the sun is setting. Our next newscast is at 10 on Fox 50 and 11 on WREL. Have a great night.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.